ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 7, The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha, Part 3, Verses 26 through 47. Prayers offered by the universe to Lord Narayana. Daksha then addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, you are transcendental to all speculative positions. You are completely spiritual, devoid of all fear, and you are always in control of your material energy. You are Ekam, one without a second. And even though you appear in the material energy, you are situated transcendentally, for you are always free from material contamination, because you are Atma Tantra, completely self-sufficient. The Ritvija sacrificial priests then addressed Narayana. O Lord, you are Ananjana, transcendental to material contamination. By the curse offered by Lord Shiva's men, we have become attached to fruitive activities, and thus we are now fallen, and therefore do not know anything about you. On the contrary, we are now involved in the injunctions of Trivrit, the three departments of Vedic knowledge, under the plea of executing rituals in the name of Yajna. And we know that you have made arrangements for distributing the respective shares of the demigods. The Sadasya, members of the assembly, then addressed Lord Narayana. O Lord, you are the exclusive shelter for all who are situated in this troubled life, Uruklesha. And in this formidable fort of conditional existence, the time element, like a snake, is always looking for an opportunity to strike. This world is full of ditches of so-called distress and happiness, and there are many ferocious animals always ready to attack. The Shoka Dave, forest fire of lamentation, is always blazing, and the mirage of false happiness is always alluring, but one has no shelter from them. Thus, foolish persons live in the cycle of birth and death, always overburdened in discharging their so-called duties, and we do not know when they will accept the Padaoka, shelter of your lotus feet. Rudra, Lord Shiva, prayed, O Varada, O Supreme Benefactor, my dear Lord, my mind and consciousness are always fixed upon your lotus feet, which, as the source of all benediction and the fulfillment of all desires, are worshipped by all liberated great sages, because your lotus feet are worthy of worship. And with my mind fixed upon your lotus feet, I am no longer disturbed by persons who blaspheme me, claiming that my activities are not purified. I do not mind their accusations, and I excuse them out of compassion, just as you exhibit compassion toward all living entities. Sri Bhrigu prayed, my dear Lord, all living entities, beginning from the highest, namely Lord Brahma, down to the ordinary ant, are under the influence of the insurmountable spell of illusory energy, and thus they are ignorant of their constitutional position. Everyone believes in the concept of their body, and all are thus submerged in the darkness of illusion. Actually, they are unable to understand how you live in every living entity as Paramatma, the Supersoul, nor can they understand your absolute position. But you are the eternal friend and protector of all surrendered souls. Therefore, please be kind toward us and forgive all of our offenses. Then Lord Brahma prayed, "My dear Lord, your personality and eternal form cannot be understood by any person who is trying to know you through the different processes of acquiring knowledge. For your position is always transcendental to the material creation, whereas the empiric attempt to understand you is simply material, as are its objectives and instruments." Then King Indra prayed, "O Achyuta, O infallible one, my dear Lord, your transcendental form with 8 hands and weapons in each of them appears for the welfare of the entire universe, and it is very pleasing to the mind and eyes. In such a form, your lordship is always prepared to punish the demons who are envious of your devotees." The Patnya, wives of the performers of the sacrifice, then prayed, "Our dear Lord, this sacrifice was arranged under the instruction of Brahmaji, but unfortunately, Pashupatina, Lord Shiva, being angry at Daksha, devastated the entire scene, and because of his anger, the animals meant for sacrifice are lying dead. Therefore, the preparations of the yajna have been lost. O Yajna Atmanot, O Lord of Sacrifice, now by the glance of your lotus eyes, the sanctity of this sacrificial arena may be again invoked." Then the Rishaya sages prayed, "Dear Lord, your activities are most wonderful, and although you do everything through your different potencies, you are not at all attached to such activities. Why, you are not even attached to Ishwarin, the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by the great demigods like Lord Brahma, who all pray to achieve her mercy." The Siddhas prayed, "Like an elephant who has suffered in a forest fire but can forget all its troubles by entering a river, our minds, O Lord, always merge in the nectarine river of your transcendental pastimes, and they desire never to leave such transcendental bliss, which is as good as the pleasure of merging into the Absolute." The Yajamani, wife of Daksha, Prasuti, prayed as follows, "O Adhisha, O Supreme Controller, my dear Lord, it is very fortunate that you have appeared in this arena of sacrifice. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, and I request that you be pleased on this occasion. The sacrificial arena is not beautiful without you, just as a body is not beautiful without the head, O Srinivas, abode of the goddess of fortune. The Lokapala, governors of various planets, then prayed as follows. Dear Lord, we believe only in our direct perception. So under the circumstances, we do not know whether we have actually seen you with our material senses. For by our material senses, we can simply perceive the cosmic manifestation. But you are beyond the five elements. O Bhumanote, possessor of the universe, you are the sixth element. We see you, therefore, as a creation of this material world. The Yoga Ishwara, great mystics, prayed, O Prabhu, dear Lord, persons who see you as non-different from themselves, knowing that you are Vishva Atmani, the Supersoul of all living entities, are certainly very, very dear to you. O Isha, O Lord, you are very favorable towards those who engage in devotional service, accepting you as their Lord and themselves as your servants. O Vatsala, O favorable Lord, by your mercy, you are always inclined in their favor. And so we offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme, who has created varieties of manifestations and have put them under the spell of the three qualities of this material world in order to create, maintain, and annihilate them. But you yourself are not under the control of the external energy. In your personal feature, you are completely devoid of the variegated manifestation of material qualities, and you are under no illusion of false identification. The Brahma, personified Vedas, prayed. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Lord, Srita Satvaya, the shelter of the quality of goodness, and therefore the source of all religion, austerity, and penance. For you are Nirguna, transcendental to all material qualities, but no one knows you or your actual situation. Agni Deva, the fire god, prayed. My dear Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, because by your favor I am as luminous as blazing fire, and I accept the offerings mixed with butter and offered in sacrifice. The five kinds of offerings, according to the Yajurveda, are all your different energies, and you are worshipped by five kinds of Vedic hymns. Yajna, sacrifice, means Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the demigods prayed. Dear Lord, formerly when there was devastation, you conserved all the different energies of material manifestation. And at that time, all the inhabitants of the higher planets, represented by such liberated souls as Sanaka Kumara, were meditating upon you by philosophical speculation. You are therefore the original person, and you rest in the waters of devastation on the bed of Uraga Indra, the Shesa snake. Now today, you are visible to us, who are all your servants. Please give us protection. The Gandharvas prayed. Dear Lord, all the demigods, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, and Marichi, as well as the great sages, are all only Angsha Angsha, differentiated parts and parcels of your body. For you are the Bhuma Note, the Supreme, Almighty Great, and the whole creation is just like a plaything for you. We always accept you as Natha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. The Vidyadharas prayed. Dear Lord, this human form of body is meant for attaining the highest perfectional objective, but impelled by your external energy, the living entity misidentifies him or herself with one's body and with the material energy, and therefore, being influenced by Maya, one wants to become happy by material enjoyment. And so the living entity is misled and always attracted by temporary illusory happiness. But your transcendental activities are so powerful that if one engages in hearing and chanting of such topics, one can be delivered from illusion. Then the Brahmanas prayed, Dear Lord, you are Kratu, sacrifice personified. You are Habi, the offering of clarified butter or ghee. You are Huta Asha, the fire. You are Mantra, the chanting of Vedic hymns by which the sacrifice is conducted. And you are Samit Darbha Patrani, the fuel, the flame, the kusha grass, and the sacrificial pots. You are also the priests who perform the yajna. You are the demigods headed by Indra, and you are the sacrificial animal. Everything that is sacrificed is you or your energy. Dear Lord, O Trayigatra, personified Vedic knowledge, you are Mahasukara, for in the past millennium, long, long ago, when you appeared as Varahadeva, the great boar incarnation, you picked up the earth from the water, just as an elephant picks up a lotus flower from a lake. And when you vibrated transcendental sound in that gigantic form of a boar, the sound was accepted as a sacrificial hymn, and great sages like Sanaka Kumar meditated upon that sound and offered prayers for your glorification. Dear Lord, we were awaiting your audience because we have been unable to perform the yajnas according to the Vedic rituals. We pray unto you, therefore, to be pleased with us. Kirtyamane nribhir namni yagyesha te yagya vigna kshayang yanti tasmai namaha. Simply by chanting your holy name, one can surpass all obstacles. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you in your presence, O Yajna Isha, Lord of Sacrifice. Recorded August 14, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vedana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sad Dharma Sangsthapaka Lokanam Hitakarinao Tri Bhuvane Manyao Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matalika Bande Rupasa Natanara Guyagao Sri Jiva Gopalaka Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sad Dharma Sanstapaka Lokanam Hita Karina Tribhuvane Manyao Sharanyakara Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matalika Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sat Dharma Sanstapaka Lokanam Hita Karinao Tribhuvane Manyao Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matalika Bande Rupa Sanatanara Guyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Basadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Rakshamam Krishna 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 Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. I offer my obeisances unto Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami.